Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations, and he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs to my brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly speaking about the very beautiful and universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is such a beautiful persona indeed to be speaking about. The more you speak about Imam Ali alayhi salam, the more things you end up learning. And these are things that you don't just learn about the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam or the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, but you learn these lessons for your life that you are really able to live a better, happier, more prosperous life, and a life that is so pure and so blessed that it will surely show its rewards in the hereafter. You know, we find that, yes, Imam Ali alayhi salam, at least one of his characteristics or one of his features is that he was this incredibly brave and courageous, valiant fighter and warrior on the path of Allah, defending Islam and defending the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, defending the downtrodden and defending the poor and defending the Muslims from the greatest of enemies and the most powerful of champions that came from the side of the enemy. But there's a part of Imam Ali alayhi salam which we have a tendency to not cover as much as we should, and that is Imam Ali alayhi salam's role in the household, the role that he played as a husband, as a father, as a son-in-law. These roles of Imam Ali alayhi salam are very important, and they are part and parcel. They are intricately and intimately connected with the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so, you know, how he was in the household, of course, loving, merciful, caring. He was teaching valuable lessons to his family. He was a very, like we said, a loving and very merciful and beautiful and humble and kind and caring individual. This is what his persona was like in the household. It's interesting, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, along with his persona and along with him very beautifully manifesting this aspect of his persona, we find that he even speaks about this. This is how important one's role is in the household and how important it is to behave in a certain manner in the household, whether it is with our spouses or our children, or if we live in an extended family with our, mother-in-law, father-in-law, or for example, with our mother and our father, grandparents or brothers and sisters, or any other relative that we live in. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he speaks about this aspect of an individual, and of course, something that is a very intimate part of his own persona, you know, His Eminence says that one's household should not become miserable because of you. And so, as we said, when we look at the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, His Eminence was such that his household was happy joyous, prosperous, cheerful. They had no sadness, they had no gloom, because of the way that Imam Ali alayhi salam carried himself and the way that he was with his household. Sure, there was, you know, ups and downs, there was sadness, there was grief, but it did not come on behalf of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this is what he's trying to say, and this is what he showed, and this is what he manifested. This is what his persona was like, that, listen, trials and tribulations and hardships and difficulties and calamities and tragedies, all of these things can come upon a family, but the family members, the household, should not, you know, suffer from these things at the hands of the household. The husband should not be the one who is bringing in trials and tribulations or causing trials and tribulations. The wife should not be such. The children should not be such. The mother should not be such. The father should not be such that they are the ones that are bringing trial and tribulation into the family. Rather, the household and the household members are the ones who should bring joy and happiness, prosperity, bliss, comfort, and tranquility to the family. A very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Look at Imam Ali alayhi salam's tawakkal ala Allah wa kafa billahi wakila, that he has nothing but trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look how he replies, as a lesson for you and me, that as Muslims in this society, do not allow Sunni Shia differences to divide us. Please. Never. When I see my brothers of different schools of thought, I see them nothing but as my Muslim brothers. I will never allow. I remember I was being interviewed once on the radio in Salisbury, Maryland. And they say, you know, you Shias and Sunnis are killing each other. That's why we are there in Iraq. I said, you seem to have a myopic vision, for the Muslim, Sunni and Shia have been pre-existing your existence. We didn't need your army to come and teach us what unity is. In fact, you have caused what we call controlled chaos to dispute up between us and to divide us and conquer us, like the British Empire so well did it around the world, where it took the entire Muslim empire and divided us. We didn't have Jordanians and Egyptians and Iraqis and Iranians. We were one Muslim ummah. We were divided and we fell for it. Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Don't let this get to you. When someone is damning another school of thought, say, no, I categorically refuse to accept it. You want to talk on academic levels? We will talk. But we will not pass a judgment against each other to divide us and conquer us. Unacceptable. I argued with this man for 45 minutes on the radio. And I said, I dare you, I challenge you to explain to me what do you mean by this unity in Islam. If you're not the perpetrators of our divisions, that the Al-Qaeda movements are being funded by the very enemies who are supposed to be the enemies who came and shot us, and now we're feeding them to divide us even more with strap bombs to kill our innocent people, that even in Karbala, when people are innocently going to visit the family of the Prophet, that they have to give their lives only to go and visit. Is this fair? I don't think so. We must unite as a Muslim Ummah. Don't listen to these divisions. I'm telling you. At the end of the day, no one is more important to us than the Holy Prophet. I'm speaking about Imam Ali alayhi salam because he showed me how to love the Prophet. He loved the Prophet more than anyone. That's why I love Imam Ali alayhi salam. Nobody disobeyed the Prophet. I'm saying to you, nobody other than the Ahlul Bayt. They were in full compliance with the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our love for them is a testament that we love nobody but the Prophet. And when I meet my brothers of other schools of thought, I say to them, your obligation is to love the Prophet. Forget about everybody else. When I meet my Christian brethren, I say, your obligation is to love Jesus alayhi salam. Live like him, die like him. You might say, but he didn't die. I said, but to you he died. Live like him. Pray like him, fast like him. I see a Jew, I say, live like Moses. Be like Moses. He is your role model. For to us, they are all one and the same. Nurun ala nur, yahdi Allahu li nurihi man yasha. What does Imam Ali reply to this Jewish man? He says to him, your forefathers, when they were freed from Egypt, and your leader Moses went up to the mountain, their feet had not even dried of the salt water, and they were already worshipping an idol. We Muslims have not gone there. We're united in the Kaaba. We're united in God. We're united in the Prophet. We're united in the Quran. Leave us alone. Notice, that is the lesson.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.